Italy's domestic politics are also concerning. The government's row with the European Commission over its budget and ensuing market jitters are starting to weigh on sentiment and push up borrowing costs. The country's GDP shrank in the third quarter as consumption and investment fell. The Purchasing Managers' Index, a closely watched survey, suggests that output also fell in October and November. An official recession, two consecutive quarters of contraction, could be on the cards. Italy aside, economists are not predicting a sharp deceleration. Daniele Antonucci of Morgan Stanley, a bank, expects Eurozone growth to slow from 1.9% this year to 1.5% by 2020, broadly in line with his estimate of its long-term growth potential. That might give the ECB some comfort. It means inflation is unlikely to fall. Even so, weak pricing pressure is testing the ECB's resolve. In recent months, headline inflation has been a little higher than the ECB's target of below but close to 2%, but that largely reflects past rises in the oil prices. A recent tumble should drag it down. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, has long confounded the bank's expectations of a rise. Since 2015, it has hovered at around 1%. ECB officials are convinced that this time is different. Mario Draghi, its boss, is cheered by signs of a pickup in wage growth to 2.3% as unemployment has fallen. This is showing up in salaries rather than bonuses, signalling greater confidence in the economy. But even in Germany, where wage growth is particularly strong, inflation is low. In October, core inflation there was around 1.5%. That may partly reflect Germany's need for its many exports to stay affordable on global markets. Andrew Benito of Goldman Sachs, an investment bank, thinks that low German inflation limits price pressures across the currency area because southern countries are trying to regain competitiveness against Germany. That means Eurozone inflation could stay subdued for the next couple of years.